Catch up on the bits you missed from Kennedy Malloy. Miss the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers, and you'll miss it for good. Visit your participating Ford dealer today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It sure is. Welcome to the big Tuesday. Did you just cough into the microphone?
Did I? I was clearing my throat, so I had a nice voice ready, crisp and ready.
Starting the show.
I was launching into it. My apologies, Michael. Proceed.
All right. Sorry. This one from me. How are you, Jane Kennedy?
I'm good. Stop. What? Oh, no. Right. Really? Have I lost it?
You go.
All right. Do you want to start again?
No. Let's go.
It is a Tuesday, and we got lots on board today. Definitely.
Marshy stayed up last night to watch something. What is it?
It's the Apple launch, 4 a.m. actually.
And this
I think
is big?
He got up this morning. It's huge. Yeah. It's huge because there's big announcements,
right.
And it involves probably the biggest names in Hollywood in the world. I'm going to talk to you about
Weinstein.
Not him. And he's not big anymore.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that in just a minute. We have a segment you introduced called You Had One Job.
I love this segment. And we've got a few
corkers. So we'll take your calls on that one as well.
That's right, if you've got any. Hey, there's a couple that swap sides of the bed.
I beg your pardon. What?
It's nothing lurid. It's just every so often they swap it up. Maybe you do that too.
And
maybe
it's caused an outrage. No, it hasn't. I've seen the letters. And these guys have been getting hate mail.
Well, they're very rare, apparently. We're going to discuss that. And we'll just discuss your sleeping habits and what side, or sleep on your back, on your side, your starfish, what's going on.
Alone?
Half your luck.
Guess what? Mick and Jane Gone Wild is open for business. We didn't get to it yesterday. So many good animal stories to get to. And we'll open the phone lines to take yours as well.
Of course. And very exciting news. Someone we love seeing. Judith Lucy.
Our special guest today.
In the house.
She is fantastic. New on the weekly.
Yep.
And she's got her live shows up and about just down Adelaide. Coming to Melbourne,
I'm going to talk to her about that too, because it's Judith Lucy versus men, and I always love a good Jude story.
She's
about
great.
Dating.
I'm feeling Judith Lucy will win that.
Really?
Yes,
so
I do. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, we'll get to that and so much more. But we've come in, something's got you preoccupied today.
They've got these wars go on between supermarkets. In fact, I just heard an ad recently on our own network for Woolworths. They've got these Disney tiles, characters.
Yeah.
They've got like letters.
What do they do?
Look, you know what? Again,
everyone's collecting them.
Everyone's just encouraged to collect the whole set. This is the whole thing they say.
Just sell some groceries.
Make the groceries cheaper.
Sell me some bread and some food. Yeah,
correct.
Stop wasting all your money.
Or give the money to the farmers or something like that.
Good Lord.
Now, what I'm suspecting is happening. So, Coles have had these stickies.
Yeah, I told you about this. It's caused open warfare in my household.
Because you've got to spend $30. You've got
to spend $30. Well, and if you've got twins, $60. Because some very unkind sales staff at
very
Coles.
Very few do that.
Play by
back.
The rules.
That's
play
right.
by the rules and go, sorry, mate, can't help you.
All right.
So I have to choose.
That's very difficult for you to choose. Sophie's choice. Michael's choice. So this is, I'm suspecting, is an afterthought to keep this going on because it's very successful for these businesses.
I'm not kidding,
a golden banana stickies.
Oh,
right.
And if you find there's only 100 of them.
It's 100?
Only 100 in Australia. If you find one, guess what you win? $100. Woohoo! So you get like a gift card. So okay.
This is a racket.
So who cares? You know, but listen to this.
Yeah.
My God, what's wrong with this country? Somebody found one of these golden Billy banana stickies. They put it on eBay. And I'm not going to have you guess because you won't guess. It has just sold for $50,000. $50,000
for
a piece of plastic with gold sprayed on it that's called Billy Banana. Someone has done this.
This has got little rich kid written all over it.
Oh, this is, you know what it reminds me of? Reminds me of this character.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa.
I want an Oompa Loompa now.
A Veruca Salt moment if ever I heard one.
$50,000.
$50,000
For a banana. I mean, I knew avocados were up there. Yes. This is unbelievable.
That's right, ridiculous. So I'm guessing when that's gone, there'll be titanium tomato. Yeah. There'll be silver beet. They're going to drag this out through the Bronze Age. They're going to cover everything.
The golden banana. Now, I heard of a brothel in Chinatown called the golden banana.
Okay.
That is unbelievable.
What is wrong with this country, please, everyone?
So where do you keep that? In a safe? Do you keep it
I don't know what you do.
And do you keep it behind glass like it's a cubic zirconia or something? What do you
like
do?
On a spinning wheel? Seriously, do you know anybody? I mean, give us a call during this show, 133353.
That is unbelievable.
Do you know anybody who'd be stupid enough to not only do that?
Give us a call if you've paid $50,000 for...
for anything on eBay, let alone a piece of plastic that's about 1 centimetre big.
A spoiled rich kid, if ever I've seen one.
Come on, Australia. Wow. You're better than that.
Was it you?
As if.
Pop it in the handbag.
You know what you do if there's only 100? You know what I would do? And I had one. Mm. I would buy it and then destroy it. It's like the story, you know, the guy, the richest stamp in the rarest stamp in the world.
Yes.
There were two of them. The guy had one of them. He bought the other one for like $10 million or something and tore it up.
Banksy did that with the photo too, with the artwork, didn't he?
That's right.
So maybe quite Banksy brilliant. Bought it.
Maybe.
Do you think a banana?
Fascinating. Stickies went for $50,000. Guess what, Fred? Guess what, Lenny?
No.
It wasn't me.
Will do. All right.
I'd have to put up $100,000. I need two.
Yeah.
When we come back, I'm going to talk you through very, very carefully, Mick, the whole Apple launch. Even you will understand it.
Just put more people on the checkouts. How about that?
Less
money doing your stupid stickers.
All right. We're here thanks to the Ford 2018 plate clearance, which is still on, but hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This show has been sidetracked by the golden banana.
It has. Gold Billy Banana Stickies has sold for $50,000 on eBay in this country.
Is it a Stickies or is it a Fabergé egg? what's worth more these days?
This is making me go, I don't know, make my head fly off, to be honest.
What is wrong? How does something like this get ahead of steam up and take over? Like kids, must be hard to appease kids when they really want something, is all I'll say.
Yeah. But what is it? You've got to have restrictions. Surely you say no.
Yeah.
But sometimes you do get a bit of the Veruca Salt action happening.
And that's it. We said who would spend that kind of money, and the switchboard lit up.
Australia's pretty...
Adam's on the line. Adam, have you spent ludicrous amounts of money buying collectibles?
No, I was selling them.
Oh, you were selling them.
Yeah. Right.
And how much money did you make?
Oh, I was getting about 27, 28 bucks for a chocolate milk.
For one small chocolate milk?
Without milk in it.
Without milk, like a little toy,
like
tiny
pretend.
Little pretend toy.
Like a toy.
That's the mini shop thing.
And how much do you think you made?
Oh, about $1,300.
Wow.
Do you have a job?
Yeah.
And this is just something you do on the side, is it?
Yeah, I did it when I finished work on the way home on eBay.
Genius.
Forget Bitcoin. Forget trying to get a cryptocurrency going. Just start collecting the little mini shoppers. Thank you. Brody's on the line. Brody, what happened to you?
Oh, hello, ladies and gents. How are you?
Yeah, really good,
what
thanks.
What happened, mate?
Do you remember a very popular phone game for about 5 years ago called Flappy Bird?
Well, yes. Mick won't, but Dave does.
Yeah, I had it.
You had it, did you?
Flappy Bird.
Flappy Birds.
Flappy Bird, the way where you press the screen to get the bird going through the pipes and whatnot.
Yep. We'll go with you on that.
Take your word for it, Brody.
Yep.
What's your point?
Okay, so my brother's friend... it got taken off the App Store, and my brother's friend took full advantage of this and sold his old Galaxy phone for $8,000.
Because it had it on it.
Because it had the app on it.
What?
Yeah, because it had Flappy Bird on it.
How much would the phone have normally be worth if you're selling it?
Oh, about $200.
Well, what phone is worth $8,000? Oh, my God. So he put it out there on eBay, did he?
Well, your contacts list would be pretty good.
Yeah, so he put $5,000 on it originally, and it went up to $8,000 and... Yeah, sold it.
With
just that app on the phone.
Okay, this is Australia for you.
Hope he deleted all his dick pics. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Brody.
I see a Flappy Bird.
Let's go to Rick in Gosford. Hey, Rick.
Oh, I'm disappointed, Jane. I went and got fuel today at one of the Shell Express service stations in Cessnock.
Yes.
Oh. And I was informed that stickies are no longer. They're all out of them, that's it. It's finished.
Oh, hang on a minute.
You've been duped. Someone's keeping them under the counter.
Someone at Coles Express.
Yeah, the cheeky little bastard, the cheeky little attendant was quite happy to tell me that I should have got my fuel on Sunday because they did double stickies over the weekend to finish the promotion.
Oh, he's really rubbing salt into the wound.
Mick, where am I getting my golden banana now?
You're not, because you're an idiot. Do you know what? One of those ones that was they didn't give you could have been the golden banana.
Mick, don't get me started. But I'm going to start shopping at Woolies.
Oh, wow. Rick, that's outrageous.
No, you should go back into a smash and grab.
Just no, don't do
that. But there's none there to grab. That was a possibility.
Oh, they're there.
Thank you, Rick. Don't worry about that. Let's finish up with Luke. Hey, Luke, how are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you guys going?
Now, Luke, you collect something that I know some young people around the vicinity of my house like to collect. Talk to us about Funko Pops.
Yeah, so I purchased one of them for $3,500.
No.
What's a Funko Pop?
Santa's never bought one that's worth that much.
It was a character. It's like a bobblehead. It was a character out of a Japanese anime called Dragon Ball Z. Yeah,
and how do you collect those? How do you get them?
Well, you go to EB Games and you buy them.
Don't talk to me like I'm an idiot. I'm asking you a proper question.
All right. JB Hi-Fi or EB Games, you go along, you spend about 20 to 30 bucks.
Yeah.
And you get one.
On what?
Or 18. On what? What do you mean?
There's characters. They're different characters.
I'm showing you a picture of it.
Well, there's no art to collecting that, is there?
No.
You just buy them.
No, but
they make
limited edition ones, obviously. Is that correct, Luke?
Yes, it was only limited.
But the whole thing of the collectible is the random nature of what you get. If you go in and go, I'll have one of those.
Yes, but then they stop making them, and then you're collecting
then
them.
Then
you're ridiculous. What is wrong with people? All right, okay. I've had enough of this.
All right, I have too. Apparently, we've just got some terms and T&Cs.
Of what?
Coles Fresh Stickies Collectible Participation.
Oh.
At the Coles Express stores. It finishes at midnight, 26th of March.
That's today.
That's today. Okay, so.
Oh, well done. You've just started a rush. This will be. It'll be like hurricane shopping. People are
going
to be down there just swooping stuff off the shelves. There it is. It goes tonight. Bad luck, Rick, you loser.
You better buy up, everyone.
But idiot. Thanks for listening.
Biggest idiot in Gosford, you are.
Oh, come on. No,
he is.
He's not. He's
50% of the show respects you, Rick.
You should have given him a prize, by the way.
I should have, but he's gone.
I give him petrol.
Give him petrol. Save him going back to Coles Express.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We had a very exciting day. I say we, being Marshy and I, because we're both into technology. Mick, would you like to, are you concentrating at all? Are you into this at all? You look very bored.
I am bored.
This is exciting news about the Apple launch.
Get to it.
And in fact, so exciting, Marshy's created his own intro for it.
Hello, my name is Siri. For those of you that did not wake up at 4 a.m., this is Marshy's Apple Update on Kennedy Malloy.
I like it.
I was awake too at 4, letting you know. Yeah.
I woke up before the alarm. I was so excited.
Really? It's like Christmas Day.
I was just getting home. But it was all good. Now, why were you up at 4? What could possible reason could get you out of bed at 4 o'clock?
Watching the announcement.
Yeah.
The announcement of what?
It's a big song and dance.
What is it? Just get it out.
Okay, they released 4 new services today.
Who did?
Apple.
Oh, I know.
Biggest company in the world, all right?
None of which we can currently get in Australia.
None of these new services we can get at this moment.
At this moment.
Is it a new phone?
We'll probably get it.
They're all services. That was their focus today. So they released a new Apple News Plus. So what they're bringing on
board is... I've got Apple News.
Yeah, you like that. See, now your ears are pricked up, haven't
I? So 300 magazines and subscription-only newspapers.
Mm.
You can pay a monthly subscription. It's going to be $10 in the US.
I don't want to pay.
About 15
I've got a free app on my phone at the moment.
Well, the free ones will still be there, but magazines that you would normally pay for, they're creating a subscription service. Apple Card. This is their first credit card.
Like a credit card?
Yeah.
Apple credit card.
Won't be available anywhere but the US. So
they also poo-pooed credit cards for years and years and say, you don't need a credit card. You just need Apple Pay. What? And that's so easy. Aha. Okay. Until other servers start blocking Apple Pay as a means to use. Is that correct, Marshy?
Well, yeah. But Australia did get a shout-out in the announcement of Apple Card because of our huge take-up of Apple Pay. We're the biggest using an acceptance nation in Australia, in the world.
I use it.
I would love to get an Apple credit card cancelled. I think that would be great to add that to the collection.
Do you use Apple Pay, Mick?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I pay in apples. What are you talking about? Now, but don't Apple want you to pay on your mobile phone? Don't they want to invent the technology where you just walk in and you flash your phone and you go whackety whack?
Yeah, so this is a virtual credit card.
Okay.
That only exists on your phone. They did have to, because America doesn't have full take up of Apple Pay, you will actually get a
physical
titanium card.
Ooh,
but
titanium.
It won't have a number or an expiry date or a signature on it.
They're going to be on eBay in a minute.
Yeah. How long before that's hacked or someone's correct. Got all the details or all of a sudden Apple gets, you know, all my details are gone.
All right. Cloud. What about Apple Arcade? What's
Apple
that about?
Apple Arcade is the gaming subscription service. So you'll pay a monthly fee to get access to 100 plus games for free.
Well, like
for
what? Free, but what kind of games? Like Angry Birds?
Yeah, those sort of iOS games. They say they're going to be exclusive to this service. So it's probably a good thing for parents for kids because it means
Tetris.
They've said it's going to be
Snake.
Maybe. Sonic the Hedgehog's going to be.
Sonic the Hedgehog!
Yeah, is announced as one of
Zelda.
The titles.
And you're saying it's a good thing because then parents can monitor what games their kids are playing?
They've guaranteed there'll be no in-app purchases and no ads in these games. So
they also monitor their Apple credit card payments
exactly.
As they pay once a month for the privilege.
Okay, now one of the aspects that fascinated me was this is huge news for the entertainment industry. Apple TV Plus. Now, this is going to be, they've got to take on Netflix, Amazon,
Hulu,
all the other streaming services. They've got to catch up with it. And
do that already? Isn't there an Apple TV where you can get
everything?
Literally
they've got
three different things
TV.
Called Apple TV.
Yeah, you can watch
they've
TV.
They've got the Apple TV app. They've got the hardware so you can watch it on the television. But Apple TV Plus is going to be the name of their streaming service and their original programming. So they've already sunk $1 billion just this year into original programming.
What programs have they produced?
Well,
we
they
can't
haven't
see
yet.
Them yet.
They haven't started. They announced it today.
They're being made. They trotted out Steven Spielberg. Apparently, Tim Cook has been looking at early edits of the shows and gone, make them a bit less mean because Apple needs to be all happy and nice. So he's been going,
you can't do that. Well,
can't be too violent. Like,
boo.
So they're never going to make Game of Thrones.
Hence, they trotted out Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell, as well as this woman.
I am proud and honored to be a part of this new platform and to move together 1 billion plus strong into a future of our own design, all connected through Apple!
You get an Apple. You get an Apple. You get an Apple. Yes, Oprah Winfrey.
What's she got on it? She got a show or something.
She's going to make documentaries.
Two documentary series that she sets upcoming, and Oprah's book club is going
to
be a TV
show. So let's get competitive. Will you now be able to pitch your show to Netflix and
Apple
and go?
Well, and the other huge person that's coming into the market by the end of the year is Disney. So Disney is starting their streaming
their own
service.
One.
Oh man,
where they're going to take back?
No one's going to be going to the theater anymore. No. This is the end of cinema as we know
this
it.
This is why I was annoyed that Steven Spielberg tried to block one of the films, Roma, which was the first Netflix film that was nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah.
He led the charge to say no, this should not be allowed because it's not a theatrical release.
Correct.
Oh, guess who he's just hooked up with? Apple. So he's now going to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, but if it's – that doesn't preclude him from making films for a streaming service.
Well,
but none of his films that are made for the streaming service should be nominated.
Oh, well, now he poo-poos everything. Now it's all right when Apple jumps on board.
He
gives him $1 billion to make a crap show.
You know that's a cheap shot and apologise to Steven.
I don't feel like it.
I know a bloke who hung pictures at his house. In his job was hanging pictures, and he's been into every expensive house in LA. He did Steven Spielberg's house. He said he's got the greatest gun collection.
Oh,
he's
no kidding!
Ever
guns
seen a gun collection like antique guns and all this. He goes, it's incredible. Probably worth $1 billion. So if you think he's stealing something.
And I won't apologise to Steven.
Apologise to Steven. He's allowed to make stuff on.
I'm just saying he shouldn't have to. Isn't it funny though that he was so tally-ho against Netflix when at the same time he was plotting to work with Apple?
No, he just said you shouldn't win an Oscar.
All right.
Calm the farm.
Sorry, Steven.
All right.
It's the most juvenile response I've ever seen. Marshy, when will I get Apple TV? When will I get the streaming service?
They're saying fall, US fall, which means it could be September, October, November.
And do we have the fall one? Not like the Australian Netflix, which is so shit ass. Hardly
well, no, that's
well,
the
you
thing.
Apologize
we're going to
Netflix.
Version.
We're going to get the Australian version. Yeah. It is. Why does Australia get reamed on this
we'll
one
every
time?
We'll do something about, let's do something and we'll change
like
the world.
Like what?
I don't know. Let's do a show.
Attack Steven Spielberg. Let's do something. They don't even have to have Australian content on as Aussie Netflix. Every other Netflix in the world has a deal for local content.
It's all right. Oh, we'll sort it. I've got something on.
Have
we'll
you?
Do it. Yeah.
All right.
We'll sort something
can
out.
Can I be in it?
Yeah.
Can I?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you, Marshy. You are Thank listening you. To Kennedy Marshy. Malloy. Judith Lucy up soon.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's not actually a question, so let me take another
job. You had one job.
You had one job.
And you pinhead screwed it up!
You had one job.
Hmm.
You had one job, Dave. What just happened?
You want to hear it again?
No, it's busy in here.
I was playing something off air, then it went to air, so apologies for that.
Well, the timing's impeccable.
Do you know what I want to say? I want to say, welcome back. You're with Kennedy Malloy right around Australia, and we're doing a segment called...
You had, like, one job to do here.
All right. Have we got the opener?
You want to hear the opener?
I do.
Great.
You had one job.
You had one job.
You had one job.
And you pinhead screwed it up!
Oh, Dave.
Dave.
It's hard sometimes.
It is hard.
Fly. What?
Well, it's so it's hard. There's so many things
I have a million buttons and things to play you and then
we're not having
3 seconds to go.
Not
and
having
then
a go, mate.
You're thrown under the bus.
Hey, mate, you're working with one of the legends of radio. That's me. You're in the safest hands
I appreciate
ever.
That.
Hey, Dave.
You're, sometimes you're flying a little too close to the sun, obviously.
Relax.
It's tough for you.
Everything's
you
all
right. Like one job to do here.
Everything's good.
Have you got your nose out of joint?
No, I'm not. I'm fine. I'm happy.
You sound a bit defensive.
I'm good.
Oh, my God. Don't get him in one of these moods.
Do you need a cuddle? Do you need
no, I'm fine.
Do you want to come around there and give you a cuddle?
No, it's all good. Right. My voice goes up here. I'm fine.
Because he's pretty incorrigible when he's in one of those moods.
I mean, obviously, we'll have a meeting after the show
that's true.
Today.
Well, you might remember my Game Changers 54, how I filthed it up about when I muck things up and I can't let it go. So I will not be able to let this go for the rest of the
day.
Of course
you will.
Do you have that clip?
I don't.
Can you find it for me? Well, I'd ask for it, but it'll probably go to air at a different part of the show. Hey, mate, you're a good kid. Look, you've come a long way from Shepparton.
Thank you.
And, you know, but you are now in the big leagues.
I mean,
this is a national show.
I know it is.
We're on about 40 stations.
I know that.
My reputation as a giant of the industry is up for...
I'm good. I'm fine.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's proceed.
Sound a bit down.
Right. No, I'm good. Yeah.
Mickey?
You had one job.
Someone get Dave a beer, please. Get to the studio. We've got a man down. He's being a bit hard on himself.
He's okay.
Is he okay?
He's good.
All right.
Dangerous Dave.
Now he's talking to himself in the third person.
Now we know there's trouble.
Hi, Dave, relax. Right, okay. I've got your back.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, okay. Jane,
can
no,
I just
no,
point
no,
out,
I'm start.
Can I just point out, that just took 2 minutes, 15 seconds.
Yeah, well, he started it, didn't he?
You had, like, one job to do here.
All right, watch. This is how it's done, Dave.
Okay.
This
when
is...
you're ready.
You had, like, one job to do here.
All right, so let me get this straight.
Yes.
Passengers booked a flight to Düsseldorf, Jane?
Yeah.
Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Guess where the plane landed? Edinburgh, Scotland.
You had one job.
Hey, pilot.
Can't be
British
right.
Airways, yeah. You had one job.
What happened?
Well, a flight that's booked to land in Düsseldorf should land in Düsseldorf, not Edinburgh.
That's
what
bizarre.
What is going on in
Are
the
you
world?
You tell me they're flying... From...
The pilot has just got it completely wrong. Officials said the pilot followed
the
flight
plane?
Plan for Edinburgh instead of his. So he's just got the wrong map. It's like getting the Melways out or something and going, oh, map 54, page 3. Oh, no, I'm on the wrong page.
No, I do that all the time.
Like Google Maps. That's what he should use, Google Maps. You could get a job flying for British Airways.
Hey, must have been a female pilot.
Hey!
One job to do here.
Now, that is, in
that
this
is
day and age, we've landed, touchdown, Edinburgh.
Could it be worse?
Apparently he's asked for a show of hands. Pilots go to show of hands. Who wants to continue on to Düsseldorf? And they were, surprisingly, they all put their hand up. Yeah, because that's where I said I wanted to go.
About 3 hours ago, mate. So, all right.
Talk about a mystery flight. It's
okay.
Unbelievable.
Mm. Well, not as bad as what happened to this person.
What happened to this guy?
In the UK. A man was circumcised by mistake after bungling surgeons got him muddled up with another patient.
You had, like, one job to do here.
Surgeons removed his foreskin after his notes were mixed up with a patient due to have a circumcision last September.
Jeez.
And what was he in for?
He was scheduled just to have a bladder inspection.
Oh.
You had one job.
Oops.
Jeez.
He was literally going to go and have keyhole camera just to check out his bladder.
Yes.
Neck minute.
Well, they've circumcised him.
Wow. Yep.
Wooshka.
Who's as you're coming out of the anaesthetic? Hey, mate, how are you? Yeah, look.
I got some good news and some bad news.
Your bladder's fine.
Yeah. It just might be a little tender down there for a while.
Put your foreskin in a jar. You can take that with you. Good luck, everybody. I tell you what, I think we're off to a flyer.
Yes. Hey. Why you get it, everybody. You had one job.
Have a go. Yeah. Get involved.
1-3-3-5-3.
Is that the right number?
That is the right number.
Or you can tweet or you can Instagram as well.
Oh, look, he's back.
Kennedy Malloy.
He is back.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy driving you home. No, I've had a technical issue. I pressed the button and it's not working.
Mate, you are having a shocker.
I'm having a nightmare.
You are having
a real dead set nightmare.
Is everything...
Like one job to do here.
Is everything all right at
it's
home?
It's like you've sabotaged it on me.
Mate, why would I do that?
Don't it's you like start you, blaming
it's
us.
It's like an own goal. You're like a suicide bomber in here today.
It's like
we've been on your side the whole time here trying to support you.
I'm not sure.
What goes on in your world?
It's very busy over here.
So in the last break,
we've heard that
you sunk the segment coming out of the ground by playing a pre-recorded bit before we got there.
No, you don't have to point out the faults to everybody.
Well,
it's just that you talk yourself up a bit and
go behind the curtain here.
We know that you take these things seriously.
I do take it personally.
Yeah. Have you got the bit from your game changer there where you describe how hard it is for you because you're such a perfectionist?
Hey, have a listen. I think it's just a passion to try and keep doing it better because I'm never, ever satisfied with what I do. Ever,
right?
Ever.
Yeah. We don't
I walked off the air today.
No.
It was a reasonably good shift, but I thought, well, what else could I have done? I'm always searching for the next thing.
What else you could have done is got everything off in its correct order.
got us to air, not left dead air for about
we're on
10
air
seconds.
Now.
Whatever happened to that perfectionist in you?
I don't know what's happened. I've spent a year and a half with you guys.
Now you're like an old rummy. We should go down and get one of the blokes off from a bus stop. Bring him in here,
mate,
dust him off and let him push a few
buttons. It's like Homer Simpson on The Simpsons over here at Mission Control. There's lots of things to do. It's very important.
Can we start again?
Just tuning
in.
Welcome to Dave's last show.
Let's regroup. We're in the middle of doing a segment called...
You had one job.
And Dave's
struggling with it today.
Oh, I've got a few nominations.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, my latest nomination is Brexit.
You had, like, one job to do here.
Well done, Great Britain.
You had one job. Britain's all a bit confused. I think
they can't do it.
They can't. They've got no idea what's going on. We've got people in the streets on the weekends.
They keep bowling up plans. The EU are going, no.
Well, I think best explained at the moment, let's hear it from John Oliver.
John Oliver.
The country's had 2 years to prepare for this, so how's it going? Well, this week was, to put it mildly, a little bumpy.
To the casual observer, it may seem Westminster and our political leaders are in a bit of a mess over Brexit. Experts tend to disagree. They say it's very much worse than that.
Wow! Do you know how bad things have to be in Britain for something to be very much worse than a bit of a mess?
That does sound very
awkward. Can I do one?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, the groundkeeper at Etihad Stadium, or is it now
Marvel Stadium in Melbourne.
Hey!
What?
Put some grass on it.
You had, like, one job to do here.
And all you got to do is grow some grass. Mm. That's your job.
Play sport.
Hey, I tell you what, we've got an arena.
Yeah.
Okay, it's supposed to be world class.
Yes.
It's got everything, all the bells and whistles
and
the roof. What have we gotten? Oh, that's right, grass that grows. You idiots.
That's terrible.
Oh,
yes, it was a big mess. Hey, we got a few calls. Let's go to Amanda
see
if we've got something better.
All right.
Hello. Taco Tuesday, I buy 2 Mexican kits from the supermarket.
Yep.
Go to make dinner for the screaming kids.
Yeah.
No kits in them except for tortillas.
Oh, no.
2 boxes. Stuffed tortillas.
No, see, I couldn't put up with that. I'd throw that box around the kitchen. Are you telling me they only had the tortillas?
No salsa, no sachet of seasoning.
That is rubbish. Name the brand.
What is it? The yellow one. Old El Paso.
The yellow one.
El Paso's been snoring on the job there.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
Amanda. We've gone too far. Dave, is there anything else you'd like to butcher before we finish this segment?
No, I stuffed up the intro.
Twice? I think it was a reasonably good segment.
Are we still on air?
I think so.
What they should do, they should bag this segment up and play it at radio school as something. You should take this around with you when you lecture. When you get your... this should be our ACRIS. This should be our ACRIS. you know you have to submit a bit to the ACRIS? Let's submit this whole thing.
We're keeping it real. That's what we like to do.
It's exactly what we're doing.
It's hard for me, being a giant of the business.
That's true.
When it goes wrong, it just shows you it can happen to anyone, doesn't it?
Hard being perfect, is that what you're saying?
You're used to seeing me soaring like an eagle.
That's exactly right.
There it is, guys.
All right.
Thank you for being the wind beneath our wings, Mitch.
Yes. A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Judith Lucy's doing a bunch of shows all around Australia. Judith Lucy versus Men. She'll be joining us in the next few minutes. Can't wait on Kennedy
you're
Malloy.
Butcher her bit, are you?
I work with Judith.
She's a professional.
I know that.
She's worked in radio for a long time.
This would be very embarrassing for us if you stuff it up.
She's a heavyweight of the industry.
We've got a bunch of new listeners that are just tuning in now. They don't need to know about what happened in the last segment. So, show starts
for those who missed it.
Dave's just done a colossal.
Edward Scissorhands, we call him on the desk. He just starts bumping away.
Very complicated. High pressure.
Why don't you just form a fist and just start thumping punching? Buttons.
I'd like to see you around this side one day. You try and drive the bus. That would be fun.
Now you're lashing out.
No, I'm just
now
saying.
You're striking out, Dave.
Just saying it's a little tense behind you. Okay.
All right. Hey, listen, so Judith coming up.
Yep, great.
We may do Gone Wild. We may, look, there's time's an issue. We might get subbed out again.
Because something's really calling me about what side of bed you sleep on.
I think
how
you really
locked into that are you?
You want to get to that, don't
I think
you?
I might.
Hey, before we get to any of that, though, I'd like to address a very important story that's come across my desk.
Oh, okay.
A Melbourne engineer who claims his colleague repeatedly farted nearby and thrust his bum at him is hoping the bullying claim is successful on appeal. Now, hang on. David Hingst, 56, has sought $1.8 million in a suit against his former employer, Construction Engineering, after a judge had it thrown out of the Supreme Court. A guy would come up... he found there was no bullying. I would be sitting there with my face to the wall.
Sorry.
He would come into the room, which was small.
No.
He would fart behind me.
Okay, Mick. We've done this case when it was a case. Uh-huh. I don't think we need to handle it again. Now it's an appeal.
But I'd like to address this. I think
I think you've already done this, but you just handled it in an extremely juvenile manner, and I don't think we need to do it again.
I beg your
now.
Pardon. What are you referring to?
I'm referring to the immature way in which you dealt with this story last time.
Have you got it there?
No, I've got the audio. Yeah, take a listen.
Good on the defence for using the he who smelt it dealt it defence. In this case was triumphant. The defendant at one stage asked to approach the bench and the judge make a wafting move and said, I don't think so. I saw the jury. There's your 12 angry men. I've got the court transcript here. Do you want to hear some of it?
Yes, please.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Order. Bailiff, remove the prisoner. But under no circumstances, pull his finger. Order. Now, are you...
Where's the gavel?
Give me the gavel. Dave. Jesus, you sleep at the wheel again, Dave.
400 farts happening here and a gavel.
Hey, one of those was live. Well, there it is.
I rest my case. We're not returning to that story again, all right?
I might return to it later in the show. Coming up next, Judith Lucy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, you got that right, big fella. Plenty to wade through in this hour coming up. We may or may not have Mick and Jane go wild. There's a heap of animal stories there.
And you know we love our animals, and we've got some great, especially some sad ones that actually might make me cry.
I'd love to see you cry.
You haven't made me cry for a while.
Well, we'll have to start that segment, make Jane cry again. That was my favourite.
Me too.
It was very successful, too.
It's all right. We might get to that.
And what side of the bed you sleep on, there's a couple in Ireland who have done something so wacky, they didn't think it was, but it's made world news, and we were going to talk to you about it.
I can would just probably choose on any given night. It's so lonely out
there. Mickey.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start. I should have pulled already. Let's start at the top with this girl.
For her new comedy show, Judith Lucy versus Men, Judith has been looking back across some of her past romantic encounters.
There was the housemaid who I was completely obsessed with who turned to me and just said, "You've got an okay face." And my best friend.
And in her new role as wellness warrior on The Weekly, she's been putting her body on the line.
I let a woman inject a litre of warm ghee into my back passage. Now, that's simply a sentence I never thought I'd have to formulate. And I will never eat butter chicken again.
Well, I certainly won't be having Indian tonight. Please welcome back Judith Lucy.
Hello!
Oh, sometimes it's not easy listening back to yourself and sitting here and thinking, and that's all true. It's all true, the ghee in the back passage. And, you know, the thing is, I actually let her do that four times. I had so much oil up my ass I could have opened a fish and chip shop. Anyway.
Welcome aboard. It's great to have you back. You've never had to make anything up. Your life
is just...
so full.
It's full, isn't it? And a bit crap. I mean, let's face it, if it were a full, fun, happy life, I'd have nothing to say.
You are talking yourself down, young lady. It's been a magnificent journey with many arcs and many dips, too. And so much learning along the way, which I love.
Jude, can I
say... I feel like I've been there with you for
months. And you have, and that is disconcerting as well. So Jude, I'm going to look at you, Jane.
Well, do look at me, because I'm going to say something to you. You've never looked hotter.
Oh, get out of town.
You're looking in hot shape, babe.
Hey, seriously, why don't you two kiss? That'd be great.
Oh, my God. Would you like us to bring out some pillows as well? Have a little pillow fight.
We're already naked. We have to kiss now, I'm just never happy, am I? Jeez.
Now, I want to know, though,
Put the pillow down,
I'm
Jane. Come on.
I'm sorry. When you say that you had some ghee,
was it
like a health enema? Is that what we're talking?
Look. It was
You have to explain yourself, or I'm not going to have butter chicken again.
Ayurvedic detox. Now, for those people who don't know, one or two of your listeners, Ayurveda is a beautiful ancient Indian form of natural healing. And as part of it, yes, I did. I had warm ghee injected into the back passage, and I'll tell you what was really a struggle. You had to keep it in there for some time, and I was on public transport. I was on a tram.
You did this on public transport.
They do it and then you leave.
Wow. And then it's meant to just hang out in your intestines or something for an hour or something. So I'd be hopping on the tram and just crossing my fingers and my legs.
Ringing the bell. I might get off at the next stop, please.
Yeah, it was trying times. Look, it didn't make me regular.
And why did you do this? Well, this was for a spot on the telly.
No, I did it because I had digestive issues, Mick. I'm loving the way this interview is going.
What about just taking a quickies? Have you ever thought of...
You know what? You know? My issues were a little more involved for that. Do you really want to get into it?
Well, I'm curious, but I'm happy to leave it here.
I will be honest with you. The oil didn't do much for my regularity, but I'll tell you something, the dim seams, along with the butter chicken, were amazing. So I just had a lot of food coming out of my ass.
Right.
Then... Shall we try and raise the tone?
No,
well,
we
just
stay
in my back passage.
You never die wondering when Judith Lucy's in the house. Judith, you've just left Adelaide. You're on your way to Melbourne to do the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Mm. I saw a picture of you in the Daily Paper, the Herald Sun, with 10 of the top comics in Australia all posing on the same staircase for the one picture. Can you tell us, is it like that We Are the World shoot where everyone has to check their ego in at the door? What's going on? Who was the biggest bitch out of those 10?
Look, to be really honest with you, so for those of you who didn't see the photo, so it was people like myself and Hughesy and Will Anderson, Anne Edmonds, Becky Lewis, comedy royalty.
You know, yeah.
But what they did was they tried to make it like one of those Vanity Fair covers.
Yes, none of you were smiling, as my father would say. He goes, Janie, why you all look so miserable. It's a comedy show.
We were looking serious. We were all glammed up to the max. Yes. Do you know what I mean? Like, no one owned the clothing they were wearing. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Yes. And so it wasn't so much about ego. It was actually everyone walking around and either saying or feeling, I'm a dick. That's what was really going on.
Because you didn't pop for me.
Didn't I look Natalie Portman on the cover of Vanity Fair. I'm so sorry.
Stand by, Jude. Will you stay with us? Because when we come back, I want to talk about your show, Judith Lucy versus Men.
Yeah, we know who wins that one.
Only if I get to talk more about my arms.
Yes, of course you can. Yes.
Let's do that during the break as well.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Judith Lucy's our special guest. By the way, her stand-up show, Judith Lucy versus Men, comedy.com.au for tickets, but starting with the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which is in a couple of days, March 28 at the Arts Centre Playhouse.
Royalty, stand-up royalty in this country. I'm surprised there's still tickets left. That'll be the hottest selling ticket in town.
Hack has been is one way of putting it, or let's go with royalty.
You are on the top tier. You're amazing. You have been at the top of your game for so long. Okay, let's talk about this one. Lucy versus Men.
Yeah.
How wide a net are we throwing here?
Yeah,
when it comes to the men involved.
And how long ago do we go?
Right back. I actually talk about the first man in my life who was, of course, my, because I'm adopted, of course, my birth father. And I do mention the fact that I don't know who he is, so he obviously lost interest as soon as he pulled out. And I may say, that may have established a little bit of a pattern for me and men.
I really
go back, Jane.
Ah, you do.
Would that account for why you ended up with a male prostitute?
Well, yes. Now, it's funny you should throw that in.
How many times?
Just the one.
Okay.
Just the one.
Now, when did I first hear this story?
Or not. You see, because I do talk about the fact in the show that I reckon I'm done with dating, but I say that, you know, I'm not ready to hang the vagina up, so I'm looking at ways
other
of
options.
Still being fulfilled in that area, James.
I
actually went to a lecture given by a dominatrix, so watch this space. I think we know I'd look
fascinating.
Hot in rubber.
Was it a job interview or was it?
I'm just saying wait and see, Mick, wait and see.
Do you dress up at all for us in the show?
I've got to reveal something when people come and see me live, Jane, so I can't give too much away. But I do say that, of
book
course.
Book me a ticket right now.
Well, one of the things, of course, that I say is, and I thought about sleeping with a male escort, which Mick Malloy, I did when I was 27 and talked about on Martin Malloy.
It was a big episode, I remember indeed.
It was a big episode, and I relive a bit of that. I don't know how much of it you remember. I remember that I rang this guy up. Actually, the place was called Heaven on Earth, and I remember...
Is that an actual venue or a website?
It was a venue. It was like, well, it was in the days when, it was a card I picked up in a sex shop because that's how I was spending my spare time.
Heaven on Earth.
I mustn't have been working that night. Was it
Well, I like to say after my experience, I thought it should have been called What on Earth. I always remember ringing up and the guy saying, what's your ideal physical type? And me honestly saying, if my past is anything to go by, I'm not too fussy. And then him saying, what about me? Because he owned the agency. I look a bit like Russell Crowe. And you know what, Jane? It turned
out.
That's
a hook, is it?
Well, it was Russell Crowe gladiator.
All the
days,
old Russell
though.
Crowe.
And you know, when he turned up, he did look like Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe was shorter, older, and had a pumpkin instead of a head. But look, the main part of the story that I like to remember is that the whole thing cost me $648 over 20 years ago.
Why? Just for going out. Did you go out? Did you eat? Did you drink? What happened?
Well, it was just like a very mediocre one-night stand. But, Jane, the best part of the story is actually that I bumped into the comedian Greg Fleet the day after it happened.
Oh, that's a great person to run into.
Well, quick as a flash, Fleet, he said, oh, Jude, I would have done it for a flat 500. So that's a good friend.
And makes a lot of sense, too, when you think about
it. It really does on many levels. So come and see whether I've done that again, Australia.
I would like to get to the bottom of that. I guarantee you this is very ripe terrain for Judith Lucy. Now, we also have to congratulate you on you. You're joining
I'm
the
on
weekly.
The telly.
You're on the telly.
I'm
on the you're
telly.
On the weekly, which
I
is
am.
A great show.
It is,
and it got the Lucy bump because
yes,
you
did
your first ever episode. It had its highest ever ratings in its history, and we had a very nervous Charlie Pickering in here going.
So he was very happy.
I created a monster.
Watch your,
I don't know
watch your step.
You said you're a bit of a bitch on set, though.
I am difficult.
You're often late. You don't prepare.
You're very unprepared.
And I'm drunk. I mean, I was drunk on air.
Yeah, Roseanne Barr was pretty obvious.
Hang on a minute.
As nutty and racist.
I'm a nutty racist. Gee, I mean, I don't come in here to feel good, but I haven't been compared to a nutty racist before.
Gee, listen, welcome to my world.
Yeah,
he
good
says
luck,
things
Jane.
To me every
Let's
day,
go out
but
and
I get
some butter
it.
Up our ass. Let's all go out together after the show and have
everyone.
I'll warp your own
yeah,
butter
get your own
and
butter.
Gee up your own ass.
Everyone, you can catch Judith, of course, tomorrow night at 8:30 on the weekly with Charlie and Tom Gleason and Adam Beers.
And
as
then
well.
You need to get a lot. You honestly
go
do.
And see this. Show everyone. Don't be stupid.
When he's not insulting me and calling me a racist, he's a real supporter.
I'm going to be there, front row.
Sure.
No heckling.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You want to grab the podcast of today's show, an absolute cracker. Just had Judith Lucy on, so yeah. Kennedy Malloy, wherever you get your podcast from, grab
will,
that.
Will we tidy up your...
That won't be on the podcast. We'll take that out.
Dave's had a shocker.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in now. Did you have a good night's sleep, Dave? Is everything okay at home?
Everything's great at home. Yeah, my wife's back.
She's back. Can I ask which side of the bed you sleep on?
So which way do you look? So when we're lying, I'm on the
left.
It's a very simple question.
She's on the right, I'm on the left.
You're on the left.
Yeah, and Marty's in the middle. He's the dog.
Thank God for that. Marty. Oh, Marty's pulled
the
gun spot.
Can I tell you why we're asking?
Yeah.
What about you?
I am the left.
Yeah, same as me.
Closest the to the door that I can get
and, and occasionally, right, you'll just decide to mix it up a bit?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, no.
No.
No, you never.
Why would you not do that?
Because it's insanity. That's why. And I'll tell you why.
All right, why? Have you got it?
All right.
I've got it. Here, let me handle it.
All right, you go. Well, yeah.
You don't seem to have it.
I do have it. I beg your pardon.
You just seem disorganised.
I'm not disorganised. I just was standing.
Has Dave rattled you? Has Dave's incompetence rattled you?
This is hilarious. Sorry. Mick's got it all under control. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
So an Irish couple have sent the internet into a frenzy after revealing a bizarre swap arrangement they adhere to in the bedroom. Steve O'Rourke is the guy's name. He's a writer from Dublin. Yep. He took to Twitter at the weekend after a casual conversation he had with some colleagues at work about what side of the bed each of them slept on. We're just chatting in work, and apparently it's weird that Amy and I, his wife obviously, don't sleep on the same side of the bed every night.
Oh.
Well, bang! It was like throwing a hand grenade into the room. The room erupted. Her Twitter, he wrote it on Twitter, and Twitter has gone berserk.
It has,
He's
and rightly
getting feedback
so.
Going, what kind of lifestyle do you lead? I don't approve.
He's simply saying, too, it's as simple as that. He goes, sometimes I like to sleep by the window, some nights the door. It's not really that unusual, is it? Yes!
Yes, it is.
It is, you mad people.
133353, give us a call if you've got
What are your sleeping arrangements, full stop?
So, with my last girlfriend, our biggest fight was top bunk or bottom bunk.
Are you still in the bunks?
Well, no. And as I say, because there's
plenty of room.
Been married, who's been, let's call it, a couple of girlfriends in the past.
Did they all want the same
well,
side?
Well, no, they get to choose. That's my.
But do you when you're about to go into the boudoir? Is that something? Because it's been a long time for me. Is that something that people say before we? What's your expression?
I finally dragged you down to my level.
Before that happens, which side of the bed would you like?
Well, there's no paperwork, Jane. We don't sign a disclaimer and get our agents in to strike up a deal. Yeah, you're just, you're lucky if you get to the bed in the first place. But no, I as a gentleman and someone who's been to finishing school.
No, someone who wants a root.
As a gentleman, I always allow the woman to decide.
Sure, you do.
What her preference is on this particular.
All right, I'm going to go to some calls now.
133353. Where do you sit on this?
Can I just take one?
And what if you did start going out with someone new and you both were right siders?
Oh my God, that's just the relationship's over.
And then you couldn't spoon.
You'd have to
inverted.
You'd be, Surely you could work that
out. You'd be like opposite of spooning, whatever that is.
Adam, quick, what happens? Who sleeps where?
My wife always sleeps on the side where it closes the door. Hotels. Yep. Anywhere.
Yeah, so that doesn't same. Make that can be whether it's the left or the right side of the bed. That's not important. It's in case door. I need to make a quick getaway.
Correct.
Absolutely.
In case Adam starts getting all creepy again, I can make a bolt for the door.
Hey, exactly. Well, we have.
Was
more.
There was there an incident for that? Was this? Is she nervous? What? Why? What's her reasoning, Adam?
I don't think she's got a reason. Wants to get out quickly. She just likes to get out.
All
she
right.
just likes to get out.
Yeah. It's not a ringing endorsement, Adam.
Doesn't. Yeah. What about Helen? Hi, Helen.
Hello.
Yeah, what happens with you? What side of the bed you sleep on?
I swap depending on where we are. If we're in a motel, I have to be on the side near the door.
Wow. I know, I see on the door too. I swap to where the door is.
So my husband knows that he has to sleep on the other side when we're sleeping.
Why? Why? Why do you need to sleep on the side with the door?
I don't know. I think maybe because having kids, you're used to the That's kids it. Always coming to your side. Or maybe I just like to get up and be able to go to the toilet.
Oh, yeah. A little sneak attack. That's why I use my chamber pot.
I always used to do that because it was the quickest access to get to kids because you were so used from when they were babies to when they're toddlers to when they're teenagers saying go to bed.
Good on you.
What? Yeah.
Well, that's really nice of you to do that.
Is it?
No, I think
so. Oh, God, you sound almost for real. Hey, we're going to go for a break, quick break. Actually, we're going to go to a song.
And we're going to keep coming back to this. Yeah. We need to know.
And it might be a different arrangement
altogether.
Can
I tell you something?
What?
I sleep on the couch pretty much every night.
Oh, you do. But that's where you're going to do your neck, buddy.
That's
Come on. Get in your nice, cosy bed and starfish.
1-3-3-5-3.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're talking about this Irish couple who've blown up the internet after their admission that they don't always sleep on the same side of the bed. Apparently for long-term partners, this is just bullshit. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
I'm sure I've never heard of it before.
It's described as an unorthodox relationship by some complainants.
It could be worse, couldn't it? I mean, it's pretty innocent.
I've got to say, people do have very set ways.
Very set ways when it comes to sleep.
There's a pattern of behaviour. Matt's on the line. Matt, which side of the bed do you sleep on, mate?
Hey, how you going?
Good.
I sleep on the side that's closest to the door.
Why?
I am a volunteer firefighter.
Yep.
And when that pager goes off, I take the path of least resistance.
Yeah, so I'm exactly the same, Matt.
Yeah, all right.
In case there's a fire.
That's good. And do you have a fire pole in your house, Matt? That'd be a good one in your bedroom if you had a fire pole to just straight down into the car. Doesn't happen.
I wish. Right. But I have multiple purposes there.
Right. Sounds to be hard to get you highly organised quickly, Matt. You sound like a pretty relaxed character.
Pretty chill. Have you had to go to many voluntary, have you had to go to any fires, Matt?
Oh, I've been to a few, probably. It'll be about 100 to 200 each year.
Have you started any? Because I've heard firefighters do this. So they're saying a lot of firefighters are started by bored firefighters.
Not me.
Matt?
They keep me pretty occupied, so I'm all good.
Matt just said he's attended a few, and he's gone about 100. At least. That's busy, Matt.
It sounds like a guy who's he's nicking out in the middle of the night and he's saying to his partner, coming up, it's his partner. Sorry, Becky, been another
Matt, we've got a prize for you.
Fire.
Thank you for being a volunteer firefighter.
And our reward for you is a $100 fuel card there, Matt, so enjoy that, mate.
Yeah, you go and set fire to it somewhere and start another fire, Matt.
He's got a good sense.
Anita's on the line. I'd like to hear what Anita thinks about this whole furore. Which side of the bed are you for, Anita?
Well, we swap roughly about every 6 months.
What?
Why? In the same bed, in the same house?
Yeah, I think we're watching something once when we first started seeing each other. And I said, imagine if we're together forever, sleeping on exactly the same side every single night. How boring. So we decided that every few months we'd just mix it up.
Okay. Do you have a favourite, though? If you had to choose one, which one would you choose?
I tend to go with one closest to the door as well.
Women are.
They are.
This is the most fascinating insight of today's show.
Isn't it?
Women want to be near the door. And guys, they're onto something here.
Mm. Yes.
They're not letting us in on it.
It's called a fast escape, no matter what the circumstances. Thanks, Anita. Hello, John.
Hi, Jade. Nick, how's it going?
Yeah, good, John. Which side of the bed, mate?
All right, lying on your back, my wife will only take the left side, so I've got to have the lucky right side right near the door.
Yep.
But we only share a bed on a Saturday night for the last 7 years.
Hang on. Years. Back it up. Why is this, John?
because I snore, I'm a little bit like Mick's body build, and I sort of got a bit of a snoring thing.
You're a bit noisy.
Yeah, thanks for the drive-by, John.
Jeez. Look, all good packages come. All good packages come in big.
Hey, John. What happens on a Saturday night, mate?
Panthers isn't far down the road, and these days you get a choice, taxi or Uber, so you don't have to do a taxi, and Panthers is a good night. Then we'll go home.
Because the Panthers, the league's club Panthers, yeah. And then you go home and bang, it is on, like Donkey Kong.
Oh, not straight away. We'll probably sit down and have another couple of beers.
Oh, we don't need to know the time, right?
Another couple of beers.
There it is.
And then, hello.
That's John's night.
Welcome to bed, honey.
It
must be Saturday night. You're in a lot of trouble.
Saturday night are the best in South Penrith.
Yeah.
That's it.
Give him a prize.
Yeah, prize pack for John.
Prize pack. I hope it includes some dingers.
Good God. They've been together for a long time. Hello, Craig.
Hey, g'day, love the show.
Good on you, mate. What happens? What side of the bed?
I had an ex-girlfriend that she used to like me to sleep on the side closest to the door, and that was in case there was an intruder. If they came in the door, I would be the first point of contact.
So you'd be attacked first and you would effectively protect her from the baddie.
Yeah. It's probably someone she's organised to come around. And
she's probably with him now. That's why she's your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, so either I'd take the hit and she might hear the ruckus and be able to escape out the window or something.
Wow.
Oh, guys, just how about just go to bed?
Yeah. Bloody hell.
Just go to bed and have a sleep. Jeez. Everyone.
Hey, that's
everyone's
fascinating.
Frightened. Mm.
You're right. That is a great insight into the psychology between not only couples but human beings.
I'm a big starfish. I can go either way. Mm. I can top and tail myself sometimes. Okay. I'm flying up one end.
Okay, that's a visual I'm going to get my head around.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to the Ford 2018 plate clearance, but hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
For the mighty Ranger.
They are flying out the doors. There's hardly any left, everyone, so don't be stupid and get on board.
This is the most iconic ute in the history of Australia.
God, it's good
looking.
I
put it up there. This should not be on a showroom floor. This should be
on a museum.
It should be on tour. Mm. It should be spinning on one of those dials like they have on game shows.
You know where they should send this? They should send this to Dearborn, Michigan, the home of Ford, to the Ford Museum. Really? Next to the Model T, they should have the Ford Ranger XLT 4x4 double cab 3.2-litre manual.
There should be a ticker tape parade for this ute as it...
God, you'd feel good if you were driving one of those now. Oh, mate, wouldn't you feel a bit cocky?
Do you know we were talking about... which side of the bed you sleep on?
Yeah.
Which side of the tray I would sleep on if I was...
Rooting in the back of the air. You have to bring it to this level.
This would be the good Ford Ranger. Only in the Ford Ranger.
Well, it's versatile.
I'd get the Ford Ranger rocking.
Yeah.
Hey?
You could be rooting. I could be shopping. Shopping in the back of a ute.
You could be driving it.
I'll be driving somehow that's not going to work for me. Sorry.
How much groceries could you get in the back? You could shop,
man.
You could shop for a state.
Do you know why I could get so much shopping? Because I've saved so much money. Yeah. Because it's only $59.90 drive away for your Ford Ranger XLT.
That's madness.
I know.
It's got to be a typo.
They've gone mad at Ford.
They're going to go broke. So someone's not only have they created the greatest ute in the history of utility
vehicles.
Don't
say they're going to go broke.
Now they're giving them away. Well, I don't understand the logic.
No,
I can't. The sums, it doesn't work. Mm. I've done the math.
Well,
it doesn't add up.
See Ford.com.au for full details.
Get yourself a Ranger, idiots.
That's it. Jeez. Part of the Ford plate clearance on now.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thankfully, that's the end of an episode vandalised by Dangerous Dave.
No.
You had a shocker, Dave.
You must be relieved the show's over.
Meet me in my office.
It was a technical problem behind the scenes that I was trying to rectify while
fingers
I was
there.
You didn't do it very
buttons.
Well. Have you got it there? Let's have a quick recap. Yep, do it. Right. Push the button.
It's not actually a question.
Pinhead screwed it up!
You had one job, Dave. What just happened?
You want to hear it again?
No, it's busy in here.
I was playing something off air, then it went to air, so apologies.
Oh, Dave.
Dave.
It's hard sometimes.
It is hard.
Fly. What?
Well, it's so hard. There's so many things
I
going
have
on.
A million buttons and things to play you and then
we're not having
3 seconds to go.
Not
and
having
then
a go, mate.
You're thrown under the bus.
Hey, mate, you know. Why don't you just form a fist and just start
thumping
punching.
Buttons. I'd like to see you around this side one day. You try and drive the bus. Now, that would be fun.
Now you're lashing out. You took it well, though, Dave.
I filled
didn't
it right
you?
Up, didn't you're I? Really? I really, listen to me back, man.
Because you're
angry.
A perfectionist. You said so yourself. Have you got that crowd there? This is from the podcast.
The game changes, yeah. I think it's just a passion to try and keep doing it better because I'm never, ever satisfied with what I do, ever. I walked off the air today and it was a reasonably good shift, but okay. I thought, what else could I
that's enough. You'll have to go home.
Enough of me.
Hey, I've got breaking news, by the way.
What's that?
Conor McGregor has just announced his retirement from the sport. Yeah,
wow.
From UFC.
There you go.
He's posted on his social media about 50 minutes ago.
Because I was going to fight him.
You were.
Oh, that's right. Now you miss out.
Do you know I'm seriously thinking of taking up UFC? I am. I think I'd be really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
The old octagon. Mm-hmm. Mickey? I come to, Mickey, You're So Fine would be my music. I'd come in.
It's fine to have the music to come out to, mate. That's one thing. You just got to actually.
I'm a killer. I am a killer.
You may be killed.
See me in my office, Dave.
I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, Dave, just on your panelling.
Yeah.
Princess has just tweeted, said, don't be too harsh to the work experience, kid.
Okay. Gee, thanks. Bye, guys.
You're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Now catch the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers at your participating Ford dealers. Details at Ford.com.au.